And now for reading and writing and radio.
It's a girl, and her name is Danielle Marie. I think it's a pretty name. She arrived at 2:21 a.m. I'm an aunt now, and I'm proud. My friend Teresa talks like she's big and says it's holy when it's born on Sunday. I think she's a screwball with all of her thoughts. My brothers are proud, too, because they're uncles. Danielle is cute. She has black curly hair and, I think, brown eyes. She's pretty big, too. My mom says, I'm getting old, because she's a grandma and Dad's a grandpa. But just think how my grandma feels. She's a great grandma.
That journal entry was written by Tracy Allen of Stately School, Springfield, but it could be you.
WSSR Radio at Sangamon State University presents Reading and Writing and Radio, a program about creative writing. Your host is Jacqueline Jackson, children's author and professor of literature at Sangamon State University.
Whenever anyone asks me what's the best thing to do to become a writer, I always answer, keep a journal. Today, talking with me about journals are Noelle Kendall, who is a teacher in the Springfield school system and whose class last year kept journals, and Demi Jackson, my daughter, who has kept journals for many years. So we have two people here who are authorities on journals. We also have some pages from Staley School. It's the fourth grade, isn't it, Noelle?
No, they were fifth graders.
Right. Who kept journals, and we will read some portions of theirs. Noelle, why don't you tell me about starting your class on journals and how you set it up? Did you give them special class time to write and this
we
sort
did.
Of thing?
Yes, we wrote our journals once a week on a Wednesday afternoon in the middle of the week.
Mm-hmm. Why not every day?
Because we spent almost what would be an instructional period on it, up to 25 mm-hmm. minutes, and to do that every day it really isn't possible. Given mm-hmm.
Well, I guess what I'm aiming at, too, is the idea that a journal doesn't have to be written in every day, that diaries sort of insist as if every day, but a journal you write in it regularly, but it doesn't have to be every day.
No, it doesn't have to be every day. Sometimes we did it twice in a week because something special would happen or someone would ask. Someone would just be automatically writing in their own journal they'd kept in their desk.
Mm-hmm.
Because
so they could write in it more than the once a week, but you gave them a once a week time to spend quite a bit of time to write in their journals.
One time when we knew this is what we were working on
mm-hmm.
and where they could plan on having a time to write. Otherwise, they could write in it as much as they wished. Some of them carried them back and forth from home to school every day to write in at night. And then bring it back to school so that if we wrote them in our classroom that mm-hmm. day, they'd have it present.
Now, when you say it, what do you refer to? In our family, when we keep journals, as all my kids have, why, they are little books.
That's what half the class started out with, having little books. Some of them were diaries, and they discovered what I've heard you say many times about a store-bought diary for journal keeping. It just isn't satisfactory.
Doesn't work, no. That little bitty space and the date, they just work against you.
We want a date in a journal, but you want to put the date in yourself and give enough room for you to write or do what you want to do.
Do you agree with that, Demi, in a mm-hmm, personal
definitely.
Journal?
What kind of a book do you use, Demi, for a journal, since you've kept one long time?
I started out using a little book called a record book, which you can get at office supply stores. That's black and has a red binding. And now I use composition
blank pages,
books.
Pages, lined pages?
Lined pages. But sometimes I have used blank pages, and I have used a graph paper notebook also, just for the fun of it.
In our class, those people who did not bring in a book, right away, we started this in the fall, early fall. I would give sheets of paper to, and I promised that these would be private. I would not look at them, and I tucked them in a manila envelope and put the date on the manila envelope that they were from. Then, at Christmas time, when we had a gift exchange in our school building, the mothers, our room mothers, gave the children a pencil that said Staley School on it and a journal book,
mm-hmm.
which was wow. a nice idea, so they would have something to write in. Many of them, however, had gotten so used to writing onto the 8.5 by 11 wide line paper that they wanted to continue doing that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did. But half kept their little books and half did not. Half kept sheets of paper, which mm-hmm. I then collected and distributed back in June, since it was a year's, this started out to be a whole year's project.
Mm-hmm.
And that they would have a record of their last year at Staley School.
Tell me, you've mentioned privacy, and let's have some comments from both of you on privacy in journals and confidentiality, since we're going to be recommending to other school kids and kids' classrooms to keep journals. What did you do about the privacy?
I felt that we should have privacy because then they could write more things that they wanted, and they became very personal. The privacy feeling did not evolve the first day. This was after we had written 3 or 4 times, and those people that wanted privacy became more and more important to them as the year went on, to the effect that if they were putting 10 rubber bands around their journals and burying it in the back of their desk.
Well, they were really getting into things then that they wanted to get down, but they didn't really want anyone else to see.
They said they were, and I said, well, flip the book for me. I said, I'm not going to be able to read a word. Flip the book. Hold it in such a way so that you can curl it
mm-hmm.
and flip the pages like you would to see little moving pictures or something, just so that I can see that there's entries.
Mm-hmm. And were
so
they writing
them? Flipped
the
book for me, and they were writing them prolifically, page after page. And then he forgot his journal one journal writing day. One boy did.
One boy.
Therefore, he took one piece of paper and folded it over and put it inside 3 other pieces of paper and stapled it again and again and again and put private. Only for me.
Well, how do you feel about privacy, Demi? You haven't kept one in school in that same way.
Right. I don't feel as strongly about privacy, but I do like to know who's reading the journal. And I like to give permission. And I even find that I like to read it with the person. And I think there are some journals. I have quite a few different books. And I think some of them I would want to be private. But I don't know. Most mm-hmm. you can do is write in the front, private, please don't read.
I can remember when you were younger that one of Grandpa's pleasures was to snatch your journal and pretend that he was going to read it. And then there would be much ruckus, remember?
Oh, that was pretty amusing, actually, because he'd make up entries.
He'd open your book and start reading entries that weren't there?
Right.
Which was his way of teasing and enjoying the journal, too. What sort of things did you suggest to your class, Noel, or did they come up with to put in their journals? Journals are sometimes a little hard to get going.
They are, and you have to spend a lot of time at first to get them going. It takes a good hour of discussion and talking and planning of what you could write to develop a sense of the value of a journal. Many children haven't kept it, and they don't realize the fun it can be, what it would mean to them by the end of the year to have done this. And therefore, you begin and make lists of ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a list of the ideas that we thought of the first day.
Okay, could we hear these?
Ideas that were both teachers and students. We could begin a journal with your family members, and when you like a certain, when and why you like a certain brother or sister. And tell the story about this. And when you dislike a brother or sister, and why? Tell the story about when you disliked your brother or sister. If you had 3 wishes, what would you wish for, and why? When a friend did something nice or mean, tell that story. And when you did something nice or mean to somebody, and how you felt at the time, and later on. When you got blamed for something you didn't do. How about listing 5 favorite maybe foods, things you can smell, sounds, or even more than 5. Sights, touches. When somebody got blamed for what you did, tell that story. List 5 of the things you really hate. Maybe you hate more. We kept a gripe sheet one day. Any hurts? Any accidents? Ever go to the hospital, have stitches? How did you feel about those hurts? And do you ever have any insides hurts? Sad times. How about the glad times? These were, actually, the words that I read to you were copied right off of the chalkboard. These were ideas that we scribbled all over the chalkboard.
Well, these were ideas then in addition to writing down the actual occurrences of the day or of the week or so forth. They were ways they could expand their journals.
We started out with the journals not being occurrences or events in the week.
Well, now we have one here that seems to be Benji Hitt's first page. Demi, why don't you read that?
Okay.
Or parts of it.
My name is Benji Hitt. I was born September 13, 1968. I have big ears and small eyes. My education includes I went to Webster for 4 years and then was transferred to Staley for 4th and 5th grade. So far, my favorite teacher is Mr. Soule. My friends include Charles Caesar, Richie Seward, Darren Upchurch, and John Evans. I have had 2 adventures and seen 12 movies. My favorite movie is Star Wars. If I had 3 wishes, number 1 would be to make 50 cartoons. Number 2 would be to have the Star Wars collection. Number 3 would be to be rich. I never ever had a sister, and to tell the truth, I don't want one.
Well, he seems to be following up some of the ideas there, telling about his family and his no sister and his 3 wishes and so forth. Here I see that there are some gripe sheets that have come in from your class, too. Here's one from Ann W. Want to read that one, Noel?
My gripes sheet. Have to come into school, put up with teachers. Have to work, work, and work. I hate rules. Can't put up with noise, crowded desks, have to read books. Hate people bumping me, can't go anywhere, can't talk to friends. Have to keep eyes on papers and can't drink or eat in class, have to get up real early. Have to eat bad food, pay for lunches, and maybe when they weren't even worth it.
So a gripe sheet is a way of getting things off your chest, too.
Well,
while we're still on Ben, I think this is rather a remarkable sheet of his. I hate school, I hate SWATs, I hate girls, I hate staying inside, I hate Elvis, I hate rules, I hate work, I hate books, I hate reading classes on Friday, I hate the bus driver, I hate the bus, I hate extra credit sheets, I hate science, I hate math, I hate reading. I think he's having a bad day. I hate, what's that?
Language.
Oh, language. I hate spelling, I hate dogs, I hate cats, I hate kittens. He's really having a bad day. I hate reading for concepts, I hate headphones, I hate scenic film strips, I hate boring stuff, please turn the page. I hate country music, dictionaries, I hate Valentine's Day cards, I hate 5th grade, I hate cranberry sauce, I hate soap operas, I hate onions, I hate Flash, I hate Days of Our Lives, I hate Popeye. Oh. I hate Daffy Duck, I hate Lord of the Rings, I hate the British. Signed, Ben. I think that's a marvelous list of hates, and I'd certainly like to know what triggered some of them, especially the unexpected ones. For instance, you expect cranberry sauce and reading for concepts that he would hate, but you know, there at the end, I hate the British. You wonder what started that off.
I think they were studying the Revolutionary War and social studies.
Oh, well, that might have been it. That might have been it. We also had some various lists of likes. Here's one from Rhonda Rouse. She starts out with the things that she hates, and then she goes on, Demi.
But I like the snow. I just like to go to school because I have friends, lots of friends. My favorite holidays are Christmas, Halloween, and Easter.
And we've had other like lists, too. Let's look at a few more of these pages.
We really didn't, in the classroom, we really didn't start writing daily occurrences or events that were happening at home until much later. Mm-hmm. The idea for the journals at first was just to get people writing. Mm-hmm. And the only thing they had to do was put a date. But they didn't have to really write about what was happening in their lives. They could write about things that in the past, things in the future, things in the present.
Well, here's one girl that wrote about something in her life at one point, and it's called Sad Times and Happy Times. My mother died at 6 o'clock in the morning. I woke up and everybody was crying. I said, "What is wrong?" And they told me. I was brave and soft-hearted, but I took it. Happy times, Friday, my sister came in the family. She was very big. She is my stepsister. She is 20. So she's putting in her own feelings about sad and happy things at home and apparently trying to balance them in this very...
And that's the first time that she ever expressed that, although it was almost 3 months after her mother had died. That she the journal gave her a way of talking about this event and telling us about it, how she felt about it.
Have you found this true, Demi, in your journal keeping, that it gives you a chance to get things down and say things over the years?
Yeah, sometimes when I don't want to talk to people about things, or if I don't want to be too extreme, it's nice to be able to be extreme in a journal and know that you aren't hurting anyone's feelings. And you can figure things out for yourself.
There's something about seeing it written down when you all of a sudden realize a word you used, you didn't really realize you felt that way, because all of a sudden you're using a stronger word than you thought you would.
Yeah, you find out new things about yourself.
That's right. For what you choose.
I've recommended that people write down occasionally the very ordinary things, too, because you forget the ordinary things. Now, Rhonda Rouse here has written down what I did today in school. When I came to school this morning, I sat in my chair and talked to my friends, and then the bell rang, and the teacher came in, and we did math on the board, and then I did 2 pages of math in the book. I think this is all very valuable to recreate what the class was like. I just wish that she'd put in more details about keeping this sort of thing. And then Rhonda also has some likes and dislikes, and she's done a page of multiplication tables in her journal, and she put in a poem on her senses. So there she is trying different things.
It's nice to remember the ordinary things. I know one reason that I started writing is because I knew that adults often didn't seem to understand about kids, and I figured that if I wrote when I was a kid, then I'd always be able to read it, and maybe I'd become an adult that would understand.
To see what things were like.
Right.
Yes, yes.
We had that experience when we finished our journals in the last week of school, assembling them and sharing them and getting all our things for the end of the year together. When people were going back, and you might have had books or pieces of papers, but it had been part of the classroom materials, and we're putting things away and sorting out for summer. And we spent a whole afternoon going through and finding all that, sharing parts or not sharing parts.
And seeing what they had been earlier.
What they had written, and say, I'd forgotten I did that. There's big surprises. Yes, I remembered that. And there were many things they had done in the year that they hadn't remembered. And it really meant a lot to go through the journals and remember.
Here's Tim Douglas from your class. He put his Christmas list in the journal, what he wanted, and he did some other things. And then he also wrote a story, Troubles with Leroy. And he has a picture of Leroy, and I was wondering, the story was about Leroy being a scared little kid and always getting beat up on, and then he gets some weights and starts lifting and becomes a brawny kid, and he's able to beat up on the big bully. And then the last picture at the end of the story is the big bully looking scared. And I was wondering whether this was any sort of fantasy of Tim's. Do you think he gained in strength and weight during the year? Or was
he grew a lot in the year. There's no doubt of that.
Well, do you think this might have been a little bit about himself?
It could have been a little bit about himself. Tim had a very active mind and liked telling stories, and very social kind of person in that way. So it was both, I think.
Because sometimes we do this. We tell about ourselves, but in the third person, making up a story or something like that. And we may not even realize at the time that we are telling about ourselves. And maybe we aren't, and maybe we are. But I just wondered in that case about Tim. Darren Upchurch turned in quite a few things. We are studying first aid in our class. Sometimes I think first aid is sick, but then I realize that first aid can be useful to save a person's life, and I realize that something bad can happen to me someday. In other words, he hopes other people will have studied first aid.
We studied it and very carefully, because a lot of them have both mothers and fathers working, and in the summers they take care of themselves, and it's important to know what to do if you have certain kinds of problems with poisons or household chemicals or cutting yourself or hurting yourself. What should you do? And he really liked it.
Let's read one final entry from your class. Here's Kendra Lynch that I thought was awfully interesting.
Yes, I'll read Kendra's. I have been waiting till my dad comes home tonight. He's been gone for 3 weeks in Ohio, but seems to me like 5 because I miss him. We've been going to Lucille's house because my mom is her best friend. We had to have our house sprayed to kill the spiders that were all over the place. I kept bugging my mom to have the men spray because I hate spiders. In school, we've been taking special tests, and every time we have a test, we go outside for 10 minutes, and I like that. We also had an RIF day. An RIF day is when all the fifth graders get to pick out a book. We have to read the book and do a report or make something up about the book, but the book is yours to keep. Some days I have homework, and some I don't have any homework. But it seems to me that on the warm days after school I have the most homework. But mostly this week it was nice weather. I didn't watch much TV this week anyway. They were all repeats. Every time I see a show on TV, when somebody is eating or drinking, I always want to do the same. It is just an idea, but I hardly ever do it. Every week, my school picks a student of the week for the best grades, and this week, I was student of the week. My picture is hanging in the lunchroom of my school. She obviously, in writing this, is waiting for her dad to come home after his long, long visit, not just because she's missed him for 3 weeks, that seemed like 5, but this was the week
she was student of the week. Something important to tell him.
Yes. She mentions RIF.
That's reading is fun, isn't it?
Reading is fundamental. That was a reading program for 5th and 6th graders in the Springfield area, not just School District 186 this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And it was to give them good books to read, and they hope to repeat it again this coming year through more grade levels, that by giving children a book of their own will make them have more of a sense of wanting to read and enjoying it.
Well, then they might write in their journals how they feel about that.
They could write in their journals about that. That's right. Well, she obviously did, too. Right.
Well, Demi, have you any closing remarks to give, some advice to give to young journal keepers, or anything you think might help them out?
Well, I think beyond what I've already said, I would like to say that it's wonderful for when you're bored to have a journal along with you. It's a good scratch notebook for putting in phone numbers or for drawing, or if there are just any little interesting thoughts that you have or a piece of a conversation that you want to remember. And it's just nice to have the blank paper along with you. Plus, sometimes if you read back, you'll find something that you are interested in after all, so you won't be bored anymore.
I never thought of it as being something to do to fill an empty space of time. But it would. That would make it another very useful reason in a classroom. If the children did keep them in their desk when they finished with their work, then they could take it out and use it.
Fill a space of time.
I've carried my journal around with me for years. Mm-hmm. I've been keeping them for about 10 years.
Yeah, I might say that Demi started, well, longer than that. You started when you were 12 or so.
Yeah.
And so you've got a dozen of the reasons we talked about
for the year that we kept journals, the things we could write and how much it would mean to read them later. I don't think I ever really made a point of saying that it would fill a space of time for you, give you something to do.
Well, for our writing today, I suggest that as a class you might make lists of what you think could go into a journal. Take time to write a first journal entry and start keeping a journal. And then after a bit, send us a few of your selections that you think you'd like to share over the air. So, happy journal keeping, and thank you, Noel and Demi.
WSSR Radio has presented Reading and Writing and Radio. Send your writings to Jacqueline Jackson, Sangamon State University, Springfield, Illinois, 62708.